In last week's From the Archives, we heard Jaroslav Hutka singing at the huge demonstration that took place in Prague's Letnar Park on November the 25th, 1989. This was over a week after the Velvet Revolution had begun, but the hardliners in the Communist Party were still clinging on to power. The demonstration was a sign of the huge momentum for change that had built up in the previous days, and despite the cold weather with sleet and snow, it was attended by nearly a million people. A few hours earlier, the head of the Catholic Church in the Czech lands, Cardinal Tomášek, had led a mass at Prague's St. Vitus Cathedral. The mass was to celebrate the canonization of St. Agnes of Bohemia by Pope John Paul II just a few days before, and in her honor, the mighty Zygmunt bell rang out. This was one of the rare occasions in modern Czech history when the nation has united behind the Catholic Church, and many thousands gathered at the cathedral. The spiritual mood lingered into the afternoon, and the demonstration in Letnar Park, just a few hundred meters to the east of the cathedral, was led by the dissident priest and former Charter 77 spokesman, Václav Mali. At the very end of the afternoon, Mali addressed the crowd.
A tak bych tuto chvíli zvláštní, neobvyklou.
I would like to round up this special and unusual occasion with a prayer. I'm a Catholic priest, and therefore I'd like to invite those who know how to pray to join me, and those who do not know the words to join me in spirit.
Kdo neznají slova, aby byli v duchu se mnou. Otče náš, jen si na nebesí, posvěd se jméno tvé, přijď království.
At this point, Václav Mali recited the Lord's Prayer, and all who could joined in. At that moment, the Velvet Revolution was almost complete.
Amen. Děkuji.
A further demonstration took place in the same park the following day. On that occasion, the Communist Prime Minister, Ladislav Adamec, also spoke, promising further reforms, but he failed to convince the crowds. 3 days later, the federal parliament succumbed to pressure and removed the article in the constitution guaranteeing the leading role of the Communist Party.